Today is Friday, March 8th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call.
Chariots and horses were the prestigious weapons of the day in the ancient world. Kings measured their strength by them and gained confidence as their number increased in their arsenal. A real sense of security and power comes not from the modern technology, weapons, and political structures of the day, but from God himself. Like those in the ancient Near East, there have been moments where I have misplaced my trust. Lord, I confess that I too often trust in my own strength rather than in yours. I admit that my anxiety has already increased in this year's election cycle. So Jesus, the Prince of Peace, would you share that peace with me? As I walk into today, I ask for help in my hard-headedness. Help me notice your still small whisper, that same whisper which comes from the Lord of Lords, to whom every knee will bow. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Modern people are inundated with news of global conflicts like Ukraine or Gaza, our own political battles between donkeys and elephants, conversations on guns, life, and race. All of this leads to compassion fatigue, a haziness, and levels of apathy at the least. In this, I have to take a self-inventory and ask the Spirit to search me. Where am I placing my trust? My active and lived out through actions and words type of trust. Jesus, I thank you that you are cosmic, caring, and capable. I take a moment to place my trust in you, not my own strength or the strength of others, but you, your cosmic, caring, and capable hands. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.